How do you build this entity, this Frankenstein, that will come alive? It requires incredible amounts of precision and perfection that will push us to the limits.
For more than 30 years, we've been on the brink of a promised technological revolution. We've been trying to harness the power of quantum physics to build a computer capable of solving the world's biggest problems.
Like addressing climate change or curing cancer.
From weather forecasting, faster gene sequencing, and research into targeted pharmaceuticals.
Quantum computers are supposed to control the smallest particles, the tiniest parts of nature that refuse to behave the way we expect. If we succeed, a quantum computer could solve problems in a matter of moments that would take today's most powerful supercomputers the age of the universe to figure out.
It will be a miracle to behold. Truly one of the most astounding things that humankind has achieved of its own, because of the control that's required is rivaled only by what God did in creating the universe.
For a long time, this magical machine has been about a decade away. So where is it?
If you'd asked me very early on, I would have been very pessimistic. Then I got more pessimistic and more pessimistic. And then things started changing for me.
It's still going to be a complicated machine, but it's not one now that seems like some science fiction pie in the sky.
I'm ABC science reporter Jacinta Bowler, and for Science Friction, this is Dead and Alive, a new series for Radio National unpacking how quantum computers could transform society, if we ever manage to build a useful one.
We are currently at the precipice of what is the next arms race. What is the next space race?
I want to know what's hype and what's reality. And to do that, I need to know how we got here. After decades of research and billions of dollars spent, we're still waiting for the breakthrough that was supposed to change everything.
I thought this is almost unbelievable.
You'll hear about the quantum catfights and grudges that have defined the effort to build nature's most unpredictable machine.
That's almost like saying, well, I learned to bake a lemon meringue cake, now I can cook. It doesn't actually tell you if I've got any chance of knowing how to roast a chicken.
You'll find out why the US Army and the National Spy Agency were some of the first backers of this far-flung venture.
And I didn't know anybody in there. They're super secret. They live in a box, and I don't get to talk to those people.
And how Australia became an unexpected front-runner in this quantum race.
We still hadn't used the word quantum computer at this stage.
But yeah, he was really somebody that stood up and did something at a time when a lot of other people were cautious.
I've asked everyone I can think of. Industry insiders, academics, skeptics.
Probably the most famous thing about me is I was awarded the Nobel Prize.
Leaving absolutely no stone unturned.
We might not solve every problem known to humanity, but it can address probably a much, much wider scope than we think today.
The most complex multi-tool around.
Yeah, I hope so. I think so.
It would be really cool if it happens.
If it happens.
I'll be going beyond the noise to find out, is one of tech's biggest stories built on wishful thinking? Or will quantum computers actually change the world?
It's almost like the atomic bomb in terms of its transformational effect on society.
And will it be for better or worse?
Hold up. Have we talked about the public good of these technologies? Have we talked about the ethics of these technologies?
Whether or not you end up with a quantum laptop, if these scientists succeed, they'll usher in a new era of tech that promises to touch all of our lives.
If we do build quantum computers, they will be possibly the most sophisticated, complicated machine that humanity has ever made.
It's an amazing thing for humanity to be able to pull this off. And so each of us are doing it in our own different ways, and, you know, all power to all of us.
All that and more is coming up on Dead and Alive. Find new episodes each week on the ABC Listen app and wherever you get your podcasts.